knows what the correct course of action should be.
I'm going to do a couple of other questions from the audience, then I'm going to invite you to go to the microphone if you want to ask the general a question directly. And let's mix it up a little bit here. How do you feel, this is from George from the School of Media and Public Affairs, how do you feel about the use of drones to kill American citizens without a proper trial by jury?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm okay legally, I'm okay operationally, but I also know, you made some references to my previous lives and controversial programs, I also know that a narrow base of lawfulness and even effectiveness are not sufficient in the American political system for our democracy to do anything for a long period of time. You can get away with the one-off with narrow legalness, lawfulness, and effectiveness. But if you're going to do it sustained, right, you do need political consensus. And so, although I think the administration has been correct, right, I do think it needs to be a bit more open, and it's trying to do that. The president made the promise in the same speech you just played the clip from to be more transparent with this so that we can have the adult public discussion about this and so that there's a comfort level.
Should there be a judicial review?
No.
Why?
This is not the business of courts. This is armed conflict. This belongs in the hands of the two political branches.
So then what should you have?
You're asking for an idea?
Yeah.
A commission, all right? Seven people, four from the Congress, two from each party, three from the executive branch. They review all this activity. They don't pre-approve it. They review it, and they report to both political branches with their findings. And if you pick the right people, you know, prominent Americans that people trust, Secretary Powell, Secretary Perry, I mean, folks of impeccable credentials, that would give you an extra degree of oversight that might give our political structure confidence that as tough as this is, as troubling as it might be, it's needed at least for now.